When we want to daven, we can approach it in two ways. We can speak about Hashem, like when we refer to Him as Hu. We talk about the things He does. Or we can address Hashem directly, like when we say Ata, you. Now, the true purpose of tefillah is to reach a point where we are comfortable speaking to Hashem directly in first person. But this isn't an easy thing to achieve. We don't literally feel that Hashem is by our side. Nevertheless, we do need to try to get used to davening in this fashion because, after all, that is the way every single bracha begins. Baruch Atah. Now, we have to take a moment to appreciate what we really are doing when we say Baruch Atah. When we say Baruch Atah, we're addressing Hashem as if we're standing right in front of Him. If you try this activity that we would say, let's say it in English. Say Baruch Baruch Atah Hashem in English, out loud, in a regular tone of voice, the kind that we use when we're speaking to a person right next to us. We would start to realize how uncomfortable we might feel with that. But this is precisely the thought process and feeling we would need to develop in order to daven authentically. The only way to achieve this is if we formulate our own tefillas to Hashem and use our own words. And initially, we would only address Hashem indirectly, talking about Hashem, as it were. This is something which is much easier. It's kind of like thinking out loud. Once we become comfortable with the idea that Hashem is listening to us and we are talking out loud to Him, then we can begin to direct our tefillas to Him in first person. And with time, we'll get used to this and it'll feel natural. We'll feel Hashem's presence next to us at all times. And that is the purpose of our lives, to achieve that feeling, that knowledge, that clarity. Hashem is right next to me. Chafetz Chaim, we know, would do this on a regular basis, but it's probably something that we, at least now, can only do in private. Ravigdor Miller Zatzal would suggest that a person should go beneath the elevated train, like they have in Brooklyn, and when it passes over and there's this tremendous racket, you can scream, "I love you, Hashem," and no one will hear you. He said one can't imagine how powerful this is to scream that out. Now, that's something we would have to work on little by little. I don't think we can bring ourselves to do that just yet. But with time and effort, this is achievable. If you stop to think about it, the fact that we can address Hashem and say, Atah, you, is amazing. Does anyone speak to a king in that fashion? Would we address the president in that way? Would we say, hey, you, or would we say, Mr. President? When we speak to a judge, you say, Your Honor. If we'd speak to Queen Elizabeth, we'd say, Your Majesty. Why then, when we speak to Hashem, do we say, Atah, you? The Gra says that this teaches us the famous statement of Chazal, "B'makom she'ata moitzi es gedulasai, sham ata moitzi es anvisenusa," which means the place where we see, where we find the greatness of Hashem, is where we see His greatest humility. Which means the greatness of Hashem is the fact that He connects and interests Himself in us. That's greatness, being able to go beyond oneself. The humility of Hashem is His greatness. A great man has room for many others in his heart. Hashem has room for the whole world and every individual. Hashem is so close to us, closer than our parents, our closest relatives, and our friends. And it's this closeness which allows us to say, Atah, you. So think how much more powerful of an effect it should have upon our emotions when we say a bracha this way, when we address Hashem, Atah. What are we saying? And the trick is to relate to this in a realistic way and utilize that to help us appreciate what we're really saying. And through that, we can develop this recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and when we address Him directly.